What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Twin Flame Love. This is your host, Raina, and tonight I wanted to speak on sex, more in particular for women, from a woman's aspect. Is that the word? Aspect. I think so. But you know what I'm trying to say, from a woman's point of view. Because I saw a tweet scrolling through Twitter. And one of the people I follow was doing like this reaction video because this guy on TikTok had made a video and he just wanted to know what it was like, what it felt like for women to have sex. And, you know, in the comment section, the women going in, it feels like, you know, your back itching, you ask them to scratch your back and they're scratching everything but the spot that itch, right? Stuff like that. Somebody said it's like being an actor. Or something for your life. Something like that. Along those lines. And it was funny. But for whatever reason, it pissed me off. Because the women were speaking as if to blame the man. Right? Now, this is not me. I guess it might be me taking up for men to a certain extent. Because it's not always their fault. Yeah, we all get a bad lay. Don't get me wrong. You run to a man and you be like, sir, get off me. Get up. It's okay, but get up. You know what I mean? But for a woman to enjoy sex, to have orgasm from penetration, like she needs to be relaxed, right? There are several factors that weigh in on why a woman or why women such as these can't orgasm, don't orgasm, whatever the case is. And first off, a woman needs to be relaxed, right? Her mind needs to be blank. You only need to be thinking about this moment here, right? What you're in right now with this person. Okay, so the woman has to be relaxed, right? And the woman also has to be with someone who she feels safe enough to be relaxed around. Because even though you may look at sex as just fucking, it's really not. Even if you are out here just fucking casual sex, whatever, it's a lot more that goes into it. And being someone who, like myself, who loves sex, and I want everybody to truly enjoy sex, it's just like, it's so much more that goes into it. And for me, again, it's more spiritual, not more than physical, but it's more spiritual than you would think. And even just being within yourself, not saying you gotta be spiritually connected to the person you are with, just being spiritually connected within yourself, like knowing who you are, knowing what you like, how you like it, and being able to communicate that effectively to your partner. If you see your partner is looking at everything but the clit, come on now. Take his head, say right here. You up there thinking in your mind, oh, he just don't know what he's doing. Back in mind, you the whole time you ain't said nothing. You should be able to guide a man, because even though a man can be good in bed, that doesn't mean he knows how to please you. You know, he nibbling on your neck and squeezing on your titty, but that's not what you like. That's what the last girl he was with liked, but that's not what you like. That don't do nothing for you. So you need to be able to say, okay, babe, look, listen, I don't do the kissing on the neck and the squeezing on the teeth. I need you to rub my ass or tickle my kneecap. That'll get me going. You feel me? You have to be able to communicate. And if you cannot, you need to find a way how to communicate. You can't just lay there and think a man's supposed to know what to do. He don't. And like, just period. Like, even unless you're with someone who you're, you have a great sexual chemistry with, but even then, you still need to let them know what you like and what you don't like, what gets your fire going and what don't. And so many times we have blockages that we don't even know about. You know, if you're sexually traumatized, in any way, that's a major blockage. You shouldn't be having sex until you heal that part of you and are able to enter a sexual relationship with another man. You know, I've seen I think it was The Sinner. Y'all, I don't know why I'm just drawing blanks, but I think it was The Sinner, and the woman, Jessica Biel, had sexual trauma, and so she couldn't even, like, her husband couldn't even climb on top of her without her being triggered, and now he has to move, right? You really need to work on that to where. And I think he knew that something was wrong. He didn't know what was wrong because even she didn't know what was wrong if you watched the show. But you have to verbalize these things because a man just gonna do what a man gonna do. And I'm not saying that they don't have their own accountability that they need to take, but as for women, women are will easily blame the man for her not orgasming from penetration. No. And another big thing for me was reconnecting with your vagina as a woman. I can't stress that enough. And it's really hard because I really be wanting to women to understand. Once I started with the yoni eggs and I did the yoni steam and I did the detox, a lot of that helped me so much with my relationship with my vagina. And I know it may sound crazy to some, but it truly does help because your vagina is the gateway to your womb. Like, that is, like, it's a portal. Come on now. It's a fucking portal where you bring life into this world. You bring a spirit into human form. You carry a human being within your uterus, which your uterus is. I think they say, and I don't even think it's this. No, that's your stomach. That's the size of your fist. The uterus is even smaller, right? And it expands to like 20 times its normal size to carry a human. And you don't think you need to reconnect with that? Reconnect with your vagina, reconnect with your womb, because that is your essence, period. That's your essence. And meaning it's just very important, it's very sacred. And she has a mind of her own, I kid you not. Once you start, you will notice just the different things and how you feel towards your vagina. Like, most women have issues with their menstrual, right? They don't like it, they hate it, it's disgusting, it smells, it's messy, and it's just in the way. But when you begin to look at it a little bit differently, and I do mind not to say that it's not annoying because sometimes it can be. I'll be like, you just messy just to be doing something. Yo, my period don't need be that heavy and it just be everywhere. Like, you just messy, right? So not to say it's not annoying, but my periods are lighter. They don't stink other than, you know, it's blood. Blood has a smell. But even then, when you eat properly, you eat more healthier, when you eat healthier options, your period doesn't smell, honestly. I'm just being real. So, reconnecting with yourself is a really big one. And being relaxed, being in that moment with your partner, whoever it is. And you know, I also thought about that's why it's sex is better for women when they're with another woman, because you automatically feel safe for the most part in the presence of another woman. Of course, you know, women, we have our ways, don't get me wrong, but you're more likely to feel relaxed with another woman. But that's just a thought I had. But yeah, you have to, in order. Okay, so in order to have great sex, you need to reconnect with yourself, with who you are, what you like, and what you don't like, right? And being relaxed. And once you, especially once you reconnect with yourself, a lot of shit changes. You don't just want to fuck anybody. You know what I'm saying? You're like, I'm not letting you inside of me for what? For the disappointment? You know, like you just reconnecting with yourself, you become a bit more aware of your surroundings. It's like the guy I think I mentioned in a past episode. He was fine as fuck. Okay, beautiful chocolate. Like I like them. Okay. Beautiful smile. Smell good. Dress nice. But you're not getting any. Sorry. First of all, he was too desperate for it. Sir. No. No, it's not working. It's not going down that way. Cause see, for me, I know now. I wish I'd known back then, because I honestly would have waited to have sex. I wouldn't have had sex in no fucking 14, 15 years old. I'd have waited. But knowing now what I know is it's not going to be easy for anyone to have sex with me, period. How about that? I was going to say anyone new, but anyone to have sex with me. Like it's not happening, because honestly, I don't feel you're worthy. I'm not about to be your cum bucket. Okay? I want sex to be an experience for both of us, honestly. But I am looking out for me. Like I want this to be an experience. Okay? I need you to know that no, I don't like to just straight buck. No. You're not taking me to Pound Town. I want to make love. And I want you to make sweet, gentle, slow sex. Make sex. Make love to me. And I mean, there are days when you do want to go to Pound Town. Don't get me wrong. But for the most part, no. I don't like that. Take your time. And so that's the other thing as far as the men, right? And I'm not a man, so I'm not going to speak a whole lot on it, but from a woman's point of view, you as a man need to take your time when you are being intimate with a woman, when you are engaging in sexual intercourse. That don't mean suck a nipple, a couple kisses, and you stick it in and think she's supposed to be ready and just coming all over you. No. You have to get her ready, right? So that when you do get there, because again, this is being with someone who makes you feel safe enough to be relaxed. And you as a man need to be able to make to, I'm sorry. You as the man need to make it where the woman is comfortable, even if it's a hookup, a one-night stand. You met sis at the club. You met her 2 hours ago, and now y'all in a hotel or wherever, her place, your place, about to get it in. You still need to make her feel safe. Let her know she is safe. That you're not here to harm her in any way. That you have her safety in your thoughts. Is that what I'm trying to say? I'm trying to figure out what I'm trying to say. But anyway, you need to make her feel safe. Period. I'm not saying you gotta be all romantic candles and rose petals. What I'm saying is, don't be a pervert. Every other sentence out your mouth ain't gotta be about sex, okay? We both know what we're here for, but let's talk. I wanna talk. Indulge her, okay? And even if you don't get any that night, you don't know what could happen. Listen. Men, I just want men to understand, do you know how much better sex can be if you just took your time with a woman mentally, physically, emotionally? Because that's how women operate. But men be so ready to just stick it in and bust a nut. And that, I don't even know how they enjoy it. Don't get me wrong, it feels good. But it's almost like an addict. They had that first high and it's really good. So now you're chasing for the next high, but it just don't be the same. That's what I feel like men be doing when they have sex. Especially, you know, the men out here just going from woman to woman to woman. Like, you're after sex because it feels so good, but do you know how much more amazing it would feel if you truly took your time with a woman instead of you meeting her at the bar and you trying to bend her over right then and there? Because that's how you make women feel. And it's like, okay, but damn. I'm trying to figure out, is James even your real name? You know, and don't get me wrong, it is women that do want you to, they meet you and want you to bend them over in the bathroom. And that's fine. But if you run into a woman that's not that way, either exit stage fucking left or understand that you need to take your time with this one. You know, it's just so frustrating because this new world, this society is so hung up on sex that y'all not even doing it right. And I ain't saying everybody gotta make sweet, slow, gentle love like I like to do. But fuck. I just don't get it. Everybody be so quick to wanna have sex, but yet y'all don't know how to have sex. Read some books. Buy some toys, experiment, talk, communicate with your partner what you like, what you don't like, how nasty are you? Nothing should be taboo with the person you're having sex with. And what I mean by that is if you have a certain kink, let your partner know. Because you just never know how they'll take it or accept it. They might be like, okay, well, we can try it. Or, you know, just, and that's just how I feel. That's just me. But I really wish people would understand sex a little bit better. I'm not perfect because that was me once upon a time. But now, it's no, I don't take sex lightly. And you shouldn't either. I know it feels good. And I don't even understand how women have sex and they don't orgasm. Honestly, I don't. I've never had that problem. And I don't want to find out either, universe. Okay? I don't. But I'm just saying. I just had to make that clear because, universe be playing. Next thing I know, next time I have sex, I can't orgasm. No. That's not what I was saying. I don't want to find out. Because I know how good it feels and what it feels like up to orgasm. Because somebody was saying it's like turning the key, but the engine just won't turn over. It sounds like it's about to, but it don't. Like, no, I don't recommend. And it's okay. And the other thing I want to touch on, because I don't really know, so I'm gonna just touch on the subject for a couple minutes. But being in relationships with people you don't like, I don't understand that shit. I, for the life of me, I can't. You in a relationship with somebody you don't like. You're in a relationship with somebody who don't satisfy you sexually. Yo. Now, to being sexually satisfied, that can be worked on. If you are in a relationship with somebody you like, but it's just like, damn, it's just not there sexually, you can work on that. That can improve. That requires communication, openness, vulnerability, blah, 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 blah. Vulnerability. Vulnerability. Jesus. You feel me? So I don't understand that. And I mean, motherfuckers be getting married, having four, five, six kids. Motherfucker, you just said you don't even like her and yet you're marrying her and you continue to have children with her or him. Like, what? I'm sorry. I know some people say family is a business and blah, 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 blah. I get that. But goddamn it, this business, I'm gonna like this business. Because I'm not even working a 9 to 5 at a job that I don't like. You feel me? I'm not. Somewhere that I don't like what I'm doing. I don't like the people that work there. I don't like the environment. And I'm gonna stay? No. No. So I be goddamn the people I live with and love. I don't like them. No. And I'm laying to have sex with somebody I don't like and continue to have their kids? No. Because why? So that's another factor as to why some women may not be orgasming. Because this same person did a thread on, what was it, Secrets or something? I can't remember. It was something Jasmine Sullivan had posted and he was reacting to it. And a lot of them people did not like who they were with. Why? Then why are you still there? Because it's comfortable. It's what you know. It's what you're used to. No. I don't get it. But anyway, I'm not going to keep y'all too long tonight. I just had to come and talk about that because that was really just pissing me off. I was angrier than a goat on fire. You fear me? Like, what the fuck? So y'all going to sit here and go in on men instead of trying to figure out what the fuck is the problem? It's the man's fault. No, I'm going to need y'all to backtrack and go bite. And that's the other thing with the relationships. Everybody wants to be toxic. Why? I don't get it. But anyway, don't know, y'all. But I just had to put in my two little cents. And maybe I'll do an episode on the different things you can do. Or just talk about sex again, because I honestly love sex. I can talk about sex all night. I can talk about sex with a guy and actually have no intention of having sex with that man. I just like talking about sex. Anyway, y'all, have a good night, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.